Hi, I'm Evan.
And I'm Laurel.
And you're listening to episode 950 of the Elective Rotation
with our dad, Pharmacy Joe.
In this episode, I'll discuss clavitopine versus nicardipine and the time to reach goal blood pressure in a hypertensive crisis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode950. The extra expense of clavitopine is often justified by the idea that it has a faster onset of action than other similar medications such as nicardipine. While the faster onset of action for clavitopine has been found in stroke and cardiothoracic patients, it has not been shown to result in a clinically meaningful benefit to patients. When clavitopine is available, clinicians may wish to use it to treat hypertensive crises, where perhaps a faster onset of action could lead to a patient-centered benefit. A group of authors recently published in AJHP a multi-center retrospective cohort study, including patients who received either clavitopine or nicardipine for treatment of hypertensive crisis. The study analyzed 182 patients who received either clavitopine or nicardipine for treatment of hypertensive crisis, 103 receiving nicardipine and 79 receiving clavitopine. The primary outcome the investigators looked at was the time from infusion start to attainment of goal blood pressure. For the purposes of this outcome, goal blood pressure was defined as the higher value of the guideline-directed 25% reduction in BP or the physician-ordered goal. Secondary outcomes were time from infusion start to guideline-directed 25% reduction in BP, drug and total volume intake, the time from order entry to BP goal attainment, the number of BP and heart rate excursions, ICU length of stay, and study medication cost. The clavitopine group took on average 37 minutes to reach goal BP, and the nicardipine group took 35 minutes. This difference was not statistically significant. While drug volume was significantly less in the clavitopine group, the total volume received while in the ICU was not different between groups. The percent of time in the goal PP range was nearly identical between groups, and the cost of clavitopine was about 7 times higher than for nicardipine. The authors concluded time to goal BP was similar for clavitopine and nicardipine in this population. Any decreases in medication-associated volume with clavitopine were no longer evident when all volume sources were considered. These results show that clavitopine may not provide meaningful benefit in this heterogeneous population. The difference in cost does not seem justified given the lack of improvement in clinically relevant outcomes. Despite the faster onset of action in controlled studies, it does not appear, based on this retrospective analysis of real-world conditions, that clavitopine offers a speed advantage over nicardipine getting to goal BP in patients with hypertensive crises. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.